Time for the speed jokes. What was the joke of the week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. Here's joke of the week number one. Hey, Dave, if I had a nickel for every bread pun I've told, I'd have a pun per nickel. Hey, we can just quit right now. We're done. Here's joke of the week number two. Hey, Dave, have you noticed here's a typical Mother's Day ad?
1 carat diamonds for sale.
Here's a typical Father's Day ad.
Cargo shorts on sale at Target.
No kidding.
Joke of the week number three. I'd like to defend a penguin in court just to say, Your Honor, my client is clearly not a flight risk. Joke of the week number four. Dave, my three favorite things in life are eating my cats and not using commas. Do we have to pause a little bit and let that one kind of soak in? Here's joke of the week number five. I lost my job at NASA Mission Control.
What happened?
I misheard it when they said lunch. So that one's on me. My bad. This joke will challenge the 46 maximum ruling, but it's worth it. Here's joke of the week number six. Dave, last week, our PR manager, Sarah Tiemann, and I talked about some of our favorite books this year.
Yeah, it was a good segment, so I don't really need any more book suggestions.
But I forgot to mention some of them. Dave, have you read All About Flowers by Chrysanthemum or Things That Itch by Mike Rotch?
No, like I said.
I bought some other books in for you today, Dave. Here, read Transportation in the Middle Ages by Orson Cart and Bubbles in the Bathtub by Iva Windybottom.
Please.
Dave, have you read Can't Sit Still by Ivan Ofilich or The Benefits of Stretching by Eileen and Bend Over or Growing Up in the Balkans by Hugo Slavia?
Those aren't really books, Sean.
Oh, they are, Dave. They're really good books. Here, read this one, Talking to Dennis by Phil McCavity. And one more, Dave.
One more?
Have you read How to Dance in the United Arab Emirates by Sheikh Your Booty? We could just do, instead of the joke of the week, the book of the week, and we could all pick. Steve, of all of those books, which would be the one that you'd like to borrow from Dave the most?
Probably the one by Iva Windybottom.
That'd be Bubbles in the Bathtub, yes. Mm. I haven't read that joke myself. Here's joke of the week number seven. A group of artists couldn't decide who should go first, so they drew straws. Here's joke of the week number eight. Hey, Dave, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Hike.
Hike who?
Unsuspecting Dave. John, waiting with bated breath, sets the perfect trap. That's almost a Smarty Pants joke. Yes. Here's number nine.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray
a jeweler.
And John Williams will star as
a customer. I'd like to buy a watch.
Analog?
No, just a watch. Joke of the week number 10, please. A guy walks into an Italian truck stop. He asks, hey, who's parked out in front of pump number one? And someone answers, oh, that's a rigatoni. Joke of the week number 11. My uncle was a clown for Ringling Brothers Circus. When he died, all of his friends went to the funeral in one car. Who saw that coming? Here's number 12. I don't mean to brag, guys, but I was at Mariano's yesterday, and this cute cashier was checking me out. Well, if anybody's checking you out, that's a good day at one of the grocery stores in town. Here's number 13. Due to a terrible mix-up, Dave, I've been permanently banned from my favorite brunch place.
What happened?
They promoted a bottomless brunch, so I thought, oh, never mind. One more joke. Tell me if this is the best of the week.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a man who has just found a genie lamp, and John Williams will star as the genie.
I shall grant you three wishes.
Great. I want a world without lawyers.
Done. You have no more wishes.
But you said three.
Sue me. Well, Dave, it's been a busy week for you.
Yes.
Which of those is your favorite joke?
Well, even though Ivan Ofilich is one of my favorite authors now. I'm going to go with a penguin not being a flight risk.
Fair enough. That's an excellent choice. Bob Kessler says the best joke was.
Well, I did also put some of the works of Dr. Ofilich in my Goodreads, but I will have to put my vote in for pun per nickel.
Pun per nickel. How about that? Joke number one right out of the gate. Steve, where are you
going
to go?
Good group today. I'm going with eating my cats.
That one is almost a visual joke, but it worked. Pete, where are you going to go on this one?
I'm with Bob. Pun per nickel.
Pun per nickel. Hokey smokes. I'm going to go with that terrific selection of books that we gave Dave. Keep them coming, and we'll make sure that he has plenty of good reading this summer.